Emily, my dear new friend, I welcome you to Lipton. I'm grateful that you're here with me. I'm very excited to actually showcase you because I haven't ever actually interviewed someone in your profession before. So I'm very glad you're here with
There
me. And I thank you for that. But first, Emily, let's get it kicked off. What is your business?
you go. So my business is called Skin Palace OC, and it's a beauty business specializing in skincare.
What specifically would you say around skincare? Like, what are all the components to the business?
Mainly with hair removal. So I use specifically sugaring for hair removal. I do a lot of hair removal. And then I do facials. And then this treatment called microneedling, which is really good for if you have a lot of scars from acne. And then I do permanent makeup. So I know that's a new trend. Everyone is getting their brows tattooed or eyeliner tattooed or lips. So it's like a tattoo for your face, basically, that fades after 10 years. So that's mainly what I focus on.
Why did you start your business, or what compelled you to start your own business?
I think the main thing was because I am originally from Greece and I go there a lot and working for someone, you don't really get time off. And if you get time off, they're not happy about it. I would say that, but the main reason is probably the money. If you want more money, you gotta have more responsibility. So I figured that was my way.
Who would you say, who do you typically work with most?
Women, I work with like 85% women. And sometimes when I get men, they feel a little awkward because it's kind of not their area of comfort, but I would say I work with women from like 22 to 55 is like my very common age range. Women tend to take pamper themselves more between those ages because like after like maybe 55, 60, women start to have other priorities or they won't care as much. And then younger women, same thing. So I feel like that audience is a good audience.
What do you feel is currently missing in your industry?
I think what's missing is beauty professionals like myself, whether it's estheticians specifically. I think a lack of there's a carelessness with the client, especially because a lot of estheticians they work for a company or work for someone else. Like I notice when I get my treatments, like they're not very careful. They're not very clean. They'll use the same stick over and over again. And that can cause someone an infection. Just careless things like that you don't really care because it's not your client. It's not on your name. And I think that's very common. And I notice even in myself, when I started working for myself, I'm a lot better with my clients because I know they're mine. There's like a difference.
Absolutely. So it's so others, like you said, when you're not working for yourself, you might there might be a lack of sanitation on that part, right?
Yeah, sanitation and doing a good job too. Like if you're getting paid like $15 an hour, $20 an hour and some tip, and you're doing facials all day, which are very hard on your body, you start to just not care like how good the service is. Versus if it's you're making the full money for the service and it's your client under your business, then you put your like your full thing into it. At least that's how I feel.
No, and I really appreciate you bringing that to light and sharing that, because it might not be something that a lot of people think about, especially as a consumer or as a client that might go to other places and really think about,
Yeah.
well, maybe they're not being as clean, or the sanitation level isn't as high here. So going to your place, or going to people, professionals like you, who take more to take the time to really make sure that things are above par, right?
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. How would you say, Emily, that you're leading the way in your industry?
I would say I just try to be fresh, like in the sense of obviously sanitation in the service is very important, but I also think the energy you bring to the client, your personality is huge in this industry. For example, I do lots of Brazilians, which is sometimes women might feel shy. So you have to have a certain personality to make these women feel comfortable and tell their friends, not being awkward, but also not being too pushy. So I think that's huge. And then the other thing is like the environment has to be nice. So I feel like a lot of these beauty places, they're not that aesthetically pleasing, where that can be a huge factor in bringing people in and making them happy if it's very like aesthetically pleasing.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to really start their own practice? And that could be someone younger, or it could be a younger version of yourself. But what advice would you give?
My advice is work for many different franchises so you can learn from each of them, because they all train you. They train you like at Amazing Lash, it's a franchise. They'll train you how to do lashes. At Massage Envy, they'll train you how to do facials. And if you learn all those things and how they work and the business side, that's a huge thing that you can, you know, get ahead on. And I think the other thing is building clients. Because at a lot of these spas that you work at, especially as an esthetician, it's a lot harder to build clientele. You have to sign contracts where you can't like exchange your information so you don't steal clients. It's all about clientele. So you have to keep in the back of your mind to start building that, or else you'll never start your own because you'll be afraid you won't get any clients. And that's the business part of it.
Like, what fears do people have when it comes to seeing someone like you, when it comes to, you know, getting hair removal or just general esthetician treatments, I guess you could say? Like, what holds people back from seeing someone like you?
I think one thing could be, so I'm sure some people, it's like each, especially women, they have things that they consider they need to feel good. Just like, you know, I have to work out so I feel good, or I have to go get sugared so I feel good. I have to get my nails in to feel put together. So if that's within something you need, then you'll go do it. I think another thing specifically with hair removal is that it's painful, you know, because it is painful, but then it does get better and the results are nice because you don't have to keep shaving every day. And I'm sure financial, if you're on a budget, you know, you're going to cut things out. But from what I see, anywhere you are in the world, women, they go and get their things done because it makes them feel good.
I know you mentioned that you have 85% women, and I know men can seem a little reluctant to do totally. Stuff. How would you encourage more men to get involved in something like this, or not get involved, but to utilize services that you offer?
I mean, I think, you know, sometimes men, especially old tradition men, think it's like feminine. And a lot of times men come in because of their wives or because of their girlfriends. But once they come in, they realize how nice and pampering it is. So I think it's not something for only one gender. It's for both genders. We have the same body. We all have skin. You know, it makes you feel good. So I don't think you need a set, like women and men both get haircuts, you know, that's how I see it.
Perfect. Where can people find you and your store?
Yeah. So I'm in Costa Mesa. I'm at Metro Point Shopping Center, which is across from South Coast. I love that area. And yeah, I'm located there. I have Instagram and I have TikTok and I have all the social media. So I try to, you know, be aware. And I'm also on Google too and Yelp. So you can find me if you look.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Perlusum, brought to you by Essential Trust Financial. Essential Trust Financial is a holistic financial planning firm specializing in assisting female entrepreneurs who are typically lawyers, medical professionals, and tech startup founders. Please contact us for a complimentary review of your current financial plan. Together, we will ensure that your investments are aligned with your needs and strive to meet your future goals and expectations. We hope to be your trusted source for financial education and financial needs. The best way to get in contact with us is give us a call at 949-502-0898. Shoot us an email at info@ETRUSTFIN.com, or visit our website at etrustfin.com. We look forward to chatting with you.